different now from when I was a kid. I used to get the coolest gifts. I was the envy of all my friends. Well, it's a pessimistic grown up world, and gifts aren't what they seem. One day it all changes and the presents get pretty weak. Fruitcakes, wool mitts, more socks, cheap shit, bad sweaters, earmuffs. Why do I always end up with this crappy stuff? Cheap shit, bad sweaters, earmuffs. Why do I always end up with this crappy stuff?
Hi, I'm Kyle, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Perfect.
Yes.
You heard me. I'm that guy that used to buck freight for you at the factory. You're a member.
Get out, get out, get out, get out. Nobody's allowed into my castle. Nobody, nobody.
I'm gonna make you pay for the misery you caused.
Let me be.
I've done you no harm,
no harm.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. Me and my little niece, Betsy. And plenty more. You live like a king and we starve! Well, Mr. Richard Lee Evans, all your millions ain't gonna save you now. Nothing can keep me from wringing your scrawny little neck.
Within the mind of the dark night, there are thoughts as fierce as the cold winds that pluck at his superhero costume.
It's hopeless. I haven't a prayer of getting to Richard Lee Evans' castle before Tim can revenge himself. It'll be my duty to arrest him then. And this poor little kid girl will lose the last person who cares for her.
Sir, Mr. Batman, listen. Do you hear those bells? Do you hear bells?
Yes. Yes, I do. Look! Yes, a horse and an old-fashioned sleigh. No sign of the owner, but we'll borrow it anyway. I hoped for a miracle and I got one. Now hang on tight, little Betsy. Giddy up, horsey! Giddy up! Giddy up! This animal seems familiar with this area. He's instinctively staying where the snow is firm, and he's going directly towards Richard Lee Evans' mansion. We'll arrive there in moments.
As Batman gets to Richard Lee Evans' castle, he sees Uncle Tim outside it, holding Richard Lee Evans in his arms.
Oh no! I'm too late! There's Uncle Tim with a body in his arms! Tim, you fool! You'll spend the rest of your days behind bars! You've wrecked your life and Betsy's too!
Hold it, Batman, hold it. You've got things wrong. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
I've listened to you once! Gave you a break! And you're paying me with murder! Bum heart! He needs a doctor, and he needs him quick! I was hauling him back to town! You'd never have made it! But you will now in this horse and sleigh! I'll admit I went planning to kill Richard Lee Evans, but I couldn't really do it though. I looked at him, skinny, sick, alone, and I've seen he's lots worse off than even me. I guess I've been out of my head for the last couple of weeks. Worrying cut me to bits. Like I wasn't myself anymore. Oh, thank God that's over.
Into the sleepy city they race. Past rows of houses where families dream of the morning to come. To a hospital. There they wait patiently in solemn vigil.
Tim, you'll eventually have to answer for all you've did. But I think I can persuade the Wayne Foundation to intercept for you.
I don't care about me. I just hope Evans is okay.
Doctor comes out to inform Batman and Uncle Tim.
Gentlemen, I got good news. Mr. Evans is past the critical point. He'll recover nicely, thanks to you. If you had arrived 30 minutes later, nothing could have been done to save him. Even so, it's a miracle that he's alive.
We'll discuss the difficulties with the law next week, Tim. In meantime, take Betsy home and give her a Merry Christmas.
Batman hands money and lots of it to Tim.
Thanks, Batman. I'll pay you back.
Be back. You already have, the instant you chose mercy instead of murder. Goodbye, and may the Lord bless you.
Batman goes outside the hospital to look for the horse and sleigh.
Strange! They're both gone! They're gone!
Gone!
They've vanished without a trace! The horse and sleigh were responsible for the miracle the doctor just mentioned! I wonder who owns them!
Batman looks up at a shining star in the sky and thinks to himself.
You know, on second thought, I don't want to know. In fact, I think I know whom it belongs to.
The storm is gone, and the star rises in the east to herald a new day.
You are listening to a reading of Batman number 239, February, the year 1972.
Just don't know how you could be anything but beautiful. I think that I stayed for you. You were meant for me. And I know that I will never change, 'cause we've been friends through rain or shine. Such a long, long time. Laughing eyes and smiling face. It seems so lucky just to have the right of telling you with all my might, you're beautiful tonight. And I know that you will never stray, 'cause you've been that way from day to day for such a long, long time. And in the darkest night, how would life be anything but beautiful? That I stayed for you, and you were made for me. And I know that I will never change, 'cause we've been friends through rain or shine for such a long, long time. But I must say that it means so much to me, be the one who's telling you, I'm telling you, that you're beautiful.
This is Ella.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Thank you.
pillow from under my head now. Hallelujah. Say, take the pillow from under my head. Hallelujah. Now, take the pillow from under my head. Jesus gonna make up my darn bed. Then you'll need that true religion.
Got a little biffed up last night, Bri. birth, you know how it is sometimes, birth.
When I'm by myself or with someone, Bri.
You've had practice then, right, Bert?
It's a little here, a little there, you know.
Like I always say,
Bri.
Come see, come see the world, Bert.
Que sera, sera, Bri.
It's easy enough for you to say, Bert.
Well, everybody strikes it once in a while here and there, Bri.
Bert, did you see the game last night, Bert?
Yeah, who won? Bri.
I think it was the East, Bert.
The East?
How do you like the, Bert?
It's a pretty nice new jukebox, Bri. You got another quarter?
You're still hitting me, huh, Bert?
Just like the old days, eh, Bri?
Wrong, Bert.
Heaven only moved once yesterday. dong, this is the end of the record.
Hey, Mike. Have you heard a new album by the Castle? How is it? It's real good. It's a real good cutter in there called Feather. Something you might not know. You can't go fiddling without your bow. F-I-D-D-L-I-N's best fiddling. Fiddling.
What's with all this Christmas here, Christmas there? What's going on here? It's comic book radio theater. Just spit it out. Okay. Try to enjoy yourself. The Christmas season, well, it's not really. Tell you what, we changed comic books. We had a good result with Batman. Everything worked out in the end. That's good. That's good. Pretty curious how. All right, listen up. I'm going to read to you now on Comic Book Radio Theater. I'm going to read you now Captain Atom, number 13, March of 1988. Captain Atom. I know he can be found in the pages of the Justice League of America. And all those little offshoots that they have, Justice League International, Justice League Europe, Justice League, whatever, whatever. They'll print anything. But he can found, he'd be found there. And he's one of the original characters to come from Carlton Comics Books, which is a comic book company that ended in what? I think late 70s, early 1980s, they ended. DC Comics bought the comic book company, Carlton Comic Books, and then they had all the rights to all the characters. There's very few of them that are used. Captain Atom's one of them that's being used. As far as the comic book goes, that I will read to you right now. Let's see. I know he gets fired from his job, or he resigns from his job in the military. So he's like, oh no, I'm out of a job. Soon I'll be out of money. Oh no, what do I do with myself? And all my family is elsewhere, or people I care about, they're elsewhere. They want to be somewhere else than I am. And so I'm all alone. Now it's Christmas and everything. Everybody's being so happy except me. So that's what happens. And, well, we will go and deal with his issues. Would you like to deal with someone else's issues? Well, you can on Comic Book Radio Theater. I will read to you Captain Atom, number 13, March of 1988. And when I am done reading to you, well, at least the first part. Yeah, I want voice breaks here and there. You know what? That's the gift I want to give myself. voice breaks. When I need my first voice break, we'll listen to music that was brand new. It was fresh. March of 1988. You could see the music videos. You could possess the vinyl record, the tape cassette, the compact disc CD. What of? Here's what I offer you that was new back in March of 1988. Bobby McFerrin had his big one-hit wonder. He didn't worry. He was just happy. Bobby McFerrin. And also, an old-time hit maker that hasn't had a hit in, I don't know, has to be over 30 years. Billy Ocean. Billy Ocean. Who remembers Billy Ocean? So, Bobby McFerrin and Billy Ocean. We'll listen to them when I need to go take my little breaks on Comic Book Radio Theater. Just quickly, I will read to you Captain Atom, number 13, March 1988. Okay. All right. Thanks for joining me here on the late night CKUW 95.9 FM. We are your commercial-free alternative.
Well, I went to see the Santa down at the local mall. I asked him if it's Christmas.
This is Ella.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
A white-haired man in a Air Force uniform throws his identification card from the bridge he's standing on into the water in the lake below. The white-haired gentleman thinks to himself, "Wish yourself a merry little Christmas, Cameron Scott. Look at all the things you've got to be thankful for." The white-haired gentleman's identification card is from the United States Armed Forces. The identification card sinks into the water of the lake. Monday. Now that was your day. You finally let Ellen have it, letting him know in no uncertain terms that the deal was off. Dissolved. Completely terminated.
As of 1900 hours last Monday, Captain Adams severed all ties with the United States government. Then there was today. Today you resigned from the Air Force as their captain. Today, Cameron Scott has assumed the rank of civilian. All these months, Elling has kept me under his thumb by threatening to expose the truth behind the Captain Adam Project. The truth behind the Captain Adam Project to my kids! Knowing full well the truth would destroy all my hopes of ever reconciling with Peggy and Randall. Once they found out about all the lies I've told the American public about Captain Adam, they'd want nothing, absolutely nothing, to do with me. But now. But now I finally have a trump card. A trump card of my own to stalemate Elling. And his name is Major Force. I'll say it again. His name is Major Force. Just as I knew how catastrophic this particular lie could be for an entire U.S. government, I knew Elling would take any necessary steps to make sure the unspeakable truth about Major Force never got out. Even if one of those steps meant letting me, Captain Adam, walk all over him. Now I'm free. Free and clear of the Air Force. This uniform I'm wearing is about to become history. The snowfall around me, it's coming on strong. It's reduced visibility to nearly zero. Good. No one will be able to see me vaporize these clothes to absolute smoke. Cameron Scott turns in to Captain Adam and flies off into the sky. We go elsewhere, to Colorado. A man, Wade Elling, is kneeling in front of a fireplace. He's looking into the fire in the fireplace. Inside that fireplace is a burning newspaper. The newspaper's headline reads, Captain Adam The newspaper's headline reads, Captain Adam tells Major Force to pack it in. You think you're hot stuff, I wager, Captain Adam. think you've stuck it to me this time. And good! Well, think again. Think again. Think again. I'll concede. It's imperative that the new lie be maintained, Captain Atom. The lie that you helped us foist onto the unsuspecting public. The world must continue to believe that major force came into being when a brave Air Force major manipulatively merged with a hostile alien extraterrestrial. Of course, there was no brave major, no hostile alien, and no strange symbiosis. There was just Clifford Zemeck, the only other warm body other than you, Captain Atom, to survive being propelled through the quantum field of an atomic bomb. Atomic bomb. Atomic bomb. And when you introduced Major Force at our press conference, as you were ordered, I really believe that you intended to cooperate with the USA. But it didn't take long for you to get moral on us. You decided Mr. Zemeck was mentally unstable, too unstable, and far too powerful to be let loose on the public. So you publicly called the Major Force a menace! And then threw him right back at us! Back at us! Back at us! Back at us! Then you just got up and quit the force! Figuring you could exchange your silence for your freedom! You figured wrong, Captain Atom! And before I'm through with you, you'll just know how wrong you are! You are! You how are. Wrong you are!
Wait! 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 For crying out loud, boy! How many times do I have to say your name, Wade? I'm the one who's supposed to be deaf in this family.
Sorry, Pa. I didn't realize you came in here. I didn't hear you come in. That's what I meant to say.
Now, Randall and Margaret, they aren't back from town yet. It's just the two of us here, Wade. If you get my drift.
You know better than that, Pa. You know I can't discuss matters pertaining to national security, not even with you.
Oh, it's the same old song and dance every damn year. Do me a favor, a big favor, Wade. Do your old man a favor. This year, for the sake of the youngsters, give it an honest try. Try to get into the spirit. After all, tomorrow's Christmas. Whatever's troubling you, son, put it aside for a while. Knowing you, it won't be too long before you have the problem all under control anyway.
You know something, Pa? When you're right, you're right. Cameron Scott is back at home. He's sitting on his couch in his empty, lonely apartment. He thinks to himself, "Oh, how did I ever let so many bills pile up?" Can't afford to be unemployed for more than a couple of weeks. Not with this bank statement I'm looking at. At this rate, I'll be flat broke by spring. I suppose I could count my blessings, though. Isn't that what you're supposed to do this time of year? Here it is, Christmas Eve. Peggy and Randall. Guys, the few people I care about are all out of town for the holidays. I'm all alone. No family. No friends. No job. But no matter. No matter how bleak my life may look tonight, there's a bright side. No Wade Elling. No Wade Elling at all. Outside on the streets, Chester King is using a phone booth. He is in the middle of a conversation with his fiancée, Bonnie.
Late? No, not tonight. Chester, how could you? Hey, don't get yourself all worked up into a snit, honey. It's Christmas Eve. I'll come straight home just as soon as I finish running an errand for Mr. Wiley. Mr. Wiley again? Oh, I should have known. Chester, I know you think a lot of Mr. Wiley, but I think sometimes he takes advantage of you. Just because he pays your salary doesn't mean... Honey, I gotta go! All right. I'll keep the eggnog warm at home. Just you be back here as soon as you can. Love you! Love you!
Chester King hangs up the telephone and makes another phone call. And what of the latest phone call that Chester King has made?
Your bonus was even more generous than usual, Mr. Wiley. I can't wait to surprise Bonnie tonight with the airline tickets.
I'm sure you and your lovely bride-to-be will find the Bahamas quite festive this time of year, Chester. Now, how about that little matter you promised to take care of for me?
Mr. Wiley? The quote-unquote specialist guarantees the incinerary device is identical to the type he's been selling to the Black Cougars gang. When the building goes up, they'll all get the blame. And you'll get the insurance benefits.
Then it will be a Merry Christmas for the both of us, Chester. Enjoy your holidays.
Chester King leaves the phone booth. And when he does, he is approached by a beggar, a street beggar, who wishes to panhandle money off of him.
A spare quarter, mister.
What's your name, friend?
My name? Why, everyone calls me Baba. My name's Baba.
A little advice to you, Baba. This is the time of year to aim your sights a little higher.
Chester King pulls out a $20 bill and gives it to the street beggar, Baba.
Why do you suppose they call it Christmas? Why do you suppose they call it Christmas? Wow.
We'll return with Captain Atom, number 13, after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Okay, what are our ads? Okay, this one's really easy. This one's super, super easy. Let's see. What do we got for sound? Let's speed it up a little. Put some emphasis into it. Yes!
Chocolate fun for everyone! M&M's! The milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand!
M&M's in plain and peanut.
Chocolate fun for everyone!
Okay, that was easy enough. Oh, here we have another ad. Let's see. Speed it up a bit more. Oh, let me give you a clue what this is. It's for a type of comic book. A Superman comic book, of the many that there are out there. Would you read this one? What am I talking about?
The World of Smallville. The rest of the story. Before the Man of Steel, there was the World of Smallville. John Byrne, Kirk Scoffenberger, and Alfredo Alcala. The second of three interlocking four-issue miniseries. The World of Smallville, coming in December. From DC Comics.
Okay, that's the Smallville. That was when Superman was just a boy or growing up as a teenager and all that. All right, you probably know of it. Okay. Here's something for a video game system. Would you play this? Would you play these video games? What am I talking about?
Sega! Video games that will blow you away!
with Space Harrier, Choplifter, Ghostbusters, Outrun, and Rambo First Blood Part 2. The Sega Master System. Now Sega explodes into your own home with more games than ever, more levels of play, more responsive controls, plus Sega has digital sounds and graphics that are so real, you'll swear you can smell the burning rubber. Just imagine the ultimate in arcade excitement loose in your own living room. Sega, gonna blow you away! Sega, the challenge will always be there.
Be there.
Be there.
Be there.
Be there.
Always be there? All right. Here's our next one, and this is a pretty interesting video game concept. I don't even know if it's even around today, but pretty interesting one. Pretty unusual. What am I talking about? Let's find out.
Don't just stand there! Fire back!
Fire back!
Fire back!
Lord Dredd is threatening the future of the human race. Captain Power battles him on TV every week, and he needs your help! So grab your Power Jet XT-7, fire invisible beams at enemy targets on his TV show, and score or be hit!
This is not a test. The TV show will fire back.
Sure, you're good, but are you great? Get Captain Power interactive videotapes with 3 different skill levels. Practice with the Power Jet XT-7 and practice some more. Are you going to help Captain Power and the soldiers of the future? Or are you just gonna stand there?
Stand there.
Stand there.
The power of the future is in your hands!
Watch for the futuristic military adventures of Captain Power and the soldiers of the future on TV this fall!
Don't just stand there! Fire back! Captain Power and the Soldiers of the Future by Mattel.
All right. That was so cheesy there. Let's get back to our story, people. Let's get back.
We now return to Captain Atom number 13. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
Your bonus was even more generous than usual, Mr. Wiley. I can't wait to surprise Bonnie with the airline tickets tonight.
I'm sure you and your lovely bride-to-be will find the Bahamas quite festive this time of year.